You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby. America via satellite. I'm Will and Back. It's out in Salt Lake City, Utah today, and Stephen Pickford is in Halifax. This is a truly spread-out travel show today, because usually we're in studio Montreal, Steve.
Yes, good morning, Willem. Good morning, Bob. Back in Master Control, coming to you today from the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, a part of the Nova Scotia Museum, and I'm overlooking Halifax Harbor. Beautiful, sunny day. Spring is just around the corner, and what a relaxing, quick weekend getaway Halifax is proving to be. Departed on Thursday evening from Montreal aboard Via Rail's historic The Ocean, which goes back over 100 years of the Intercontinental Railway linking Montreal with Halifax. And you travel aboard the rejuvenated, refurbished equipment, the historical equipment from the early 1950s of the heyday of rail travel, the old Canadian Pacific butt equipment, and
those are the ones we like the best, Davey.
Oh, yes. The Chateau-class sleepers, the park car,
yep.
The Skyline car, the dining car. A wonderful meal on Thursday night, a steak with mushrooms and roast potatoes, garden salad. Thought of Jean Lapierre, the transport minister, while I ate my salad. And, of course, breakfast in the dining car, pancakes, eggs, bacon, and just relaxing. I was in bed by 9:40 at night. I just was decompressing. Great night's sleep. There's a shower in each car now. They took out one of the open sections to add the shower. And just a wonderful opportunity to take in the passing scenery. It was very beautiful passing through northern New Brunswick. Woke up in Edmonton, saw the Howard Johnsons across, so I knew exactly where I was. And Chris Dubé stays there often. And going through northern New Brunswick, it was snowing lightly. There was snow on all of the trees. And then, of course, that got a little warmer as we passed through Moncton and Truro and into Halifax. Beautiful entrance to Halifax around Bedford Basin, where the convoy ships, the Battle of the North Atlantic, they congregated in Bedford Basin before heading across. And then into the Via Station, pretty much on time, too.
That's one of the nice things about traveling via rail. It's just that whole relaxing atmosphere. We felt it when we did our cross-country journey in 2002, when we went across from Toronto to Vancouver, and we actually broadcast twice from the train.
Boy, it's a wonderful opportunity, and you meet interesting people aboard, and the staff is friendly and helpful. And I get off the train in Halifax. It's a short taxi ride over to where I'm staying at the Prince George Hotel, where I'm on the crown floor with a beautiful view of Halifax Harbor. They bring you continental breakfast to your room, and it's not just like a little pastry brought on a tray and left at your door. They come with a whole serving cart. What would you like? Cranberry muffin, bagel, croissant, coffee, juice, fresh fruit brought right to your door. They have complimentary in-room high-speed internet access. They have a business center with computer access, complimentary 24 hours a day in the lobby. And, of course, I took a few moments yesterday to relax. The indoor pool, the whirlpool, sauna, fitness room, and walking distance to everything. You're right in the heart of a very compact, walkable downtown. It took me around 10 minutes to walk down to the museum here, the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, this morning. Plenty of shops and interesting restaurants and pubs nearby this evening, going to the Grafton Street Dinner Theater last night. Had a dinner at the Westin Nova Scotian, which is one of those traditional railway hotels built by Canadian National, opened over 75 years ago. And they have a new restaurant called Elements, which is very, very relaxing in itself, because there's fountains and wrought iron fences and foliage and soft-colored woods. Very attentive service. Suggestions were right on the mark with regards to the main dishes and the wines. I had the sea scallops, pan-seared with foie gras and chive butter, grilled with a sun-dried tomato and caper vinaigrette, so a combination of scallops. It wasn't just like one tiny little scallop you have to kind of fork through and try to find it. These were six large scallops, and that was just the appetizer. They went on to the beef tenderloin with the wild mushroom barley risotto. Excellent, excellent, cooked to perfection. And their concept is simple food with the finest ingredients. They aren't trying to do a Montagne coupe on you. They're things that we like: beef tenderloin, pork chops, rack of lamb, Chilean sea bass, roasted chicken. That constitutes the menu. And had a nice talk with the manager, and he actually had worked with Dick Statham's daughter-in-law. So, of course, everyone is connected, right?
Well, that's the story on Travel World. I mean, the more you travel, the more you're going to meet people that that know you through some roundabout means.
Well, with Joel Rosen, who was one of the first guests on Travel World, the cable TV version. So everyone knows each other, and that's kind of the fun. You pick up with people all across Canada, the United States, the world, that know each other, and there's all a connection.
And Halifax is really a beautiful town to walk through from Water Street straight up to the Citadel.
Oh, yes, and what better month to come than in March, right?
March is Nutrition Month.
Yes, March is Nutrition Month, and I am watching my nutrition. I'm eating some very good meals that I did on the train and at the West End.
Oh, you're not stopping into the candy store and getting yourself handfuls of licorice and stuff?
No. Because we all know from Dave Cooper's experience what licorice will do.
Yeah, well, actually, it works, too. But still, I mean, it bears mentioning the whole Via Rail experience. One of the things that you were thinking about this particular weekend was in looking forward to some kind of a nice, relaxing getaway. And, you know, flying definitely these days is not so much a relaxing getaway at all. You know, hurry up to wait. But, you know, you get on board the train, and you're treated like royalty from start to finish, regardless what class you happen to be in. Via Rail is one of the greatest ways to travel. And like Bob mentions in our ad, which you'll be hearing, Via Rail will rock you to sleep. And that's, you know, you felt unwound, relaxed. And that's a nice change of pace from the hustle and bustle, the hectic, the worries of the day-to-day. It's nice to get on board that train and know that you don't have to, you know, get yourself out of bed right away in the morning and rush. It's you know, soothing and relaxing the whole way down.
Oh, yes. I was in bed for a good 8-9 hours and got up, nice breakfast. They keep the dining car open for a good 2-3 hours for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it's not like, be there. If you're not there by 6:05, we're not going to serve you.
Right.
It's relaxing, and you sit there and watch the panorama unfold before you. There's some beautiful vistas and some interesting sights, everything from passing the the Radio Canada International shortwave transmitter site in Sackville, right by the railway tracks, and you can see some very interesting points of scenery along the way.
Well, that's also kind of interesting if you're into the technical side of things, too. Years and years, the microwave communications across Canada was known as CPC and telecommunications because one of the things you need when you want to run communications across country is long, narrow strips of land. Well, what better than the railway, because that's exactly what they needed to pass the railway. So you'd put your antennas and towers right around there. And, you know, very often when you're taking the train, you're going to be seeing all the power lines and also communication lines that are strung alongside the tracks. So,
and historical buildings right along the way, many of the old stations, original stations from the 1880s, are still there, and many of them restored in pristine condition.
I like what Via Rail's been doing lately with a lot of the radio a lot of the train stations. In fact, they're going a bit more retro, and it looks a lot more classic, a lot nicer, and very, very inviting.
And one of those great stations is right here in Halifax. Come in, and it's lovingly restored. It goes back to the golden age of rail travel. This is the station where thousands and thousands of troops passed through during the Second World War.
I hear you're also going to be visiting Pier 21 today.
Yes, that's this afternoon. We'll be talking about that on our show of April the 2nd, when we're going to have representatives of the Prince George Hotel Via Rail and doing a full Halifax show. And when we come back after the break, of course, we're going to be talking about the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic with the acting curator of marketing, Christine Sikora.
That's going to be a very, very interesting interview one way or the other because of all the stuff that's gone through Halifax. Halifax is an extraordinarily interesting city for all the different things that you can see. I mean, they've got the culture, they've got a comedy festival. Yeah, who'd thunk it? But it's one of the nicest places to visit. So if you are thinking of a weekend getaway one way or the other, you should seriously think about Halifax. And, of course, if you have a few extra days, I mean, how better to get to Halifax than the grand entrance that you get to the city on Via Rail Canada.
Certainly recommend it. What a great way to travel.
Wasn't that something? And, of course, sitting in the parked car, I would imagine also in your hotel, you've taken advantage of the pool and the whirlpool.
Oh, yes, and just relaxing as well with the great view of Halifax Harbour from the crown floor. Just relaxation is the key word here. And what a safe, compact city to walk around. People are out right now, 11:30, midnight, 1 in the morning, bars, restaurants, shops. Hey, very vibrant.
We're going to take a break right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rail's Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. This is Willem Backus out in Salt Lake City, Utah with Stephen Pickford in beautiful Halifax, Nova Scotia. We're spanning the continent almost, Steve.
And a good time, both of us this weekend. Coming to you today from the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, and I'm joined now by Christine Sikora, the Acting Curator of Marketing and Public Programming here at the museum. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Now, I've just had a sort of a quick overview of the museum and looking forward to seeing some of the exhibits more in depth, but a very comprehensive look at the maritime heritage of Nova Scotia.
It is incredibly rich and diverse. We, as Nova Scotians, we are so proud of our heritage, and we love to share it as well. So when you come into our museum, you are just going to step into another world.
Give us a sort of a sampling of some of the, your favorite galleries here at the museum.
Well, one of my favorites really is the Halifax explosion. And for those people who don't know, this was the second largest man-made explosion before Hiroshima, and over 2,000 people were killed and 9,000 people injured. It just devastated the north end of our city. And it, when you walk into the exhibit, what really gets you are the stories. And there's still many people still today who are survivors. Now, of course, at this time, we are losing many every year as well. But it's the stories. Of a survival.
And there's the artifacts that you have there. For example, the dress of the little girl.
Oh, that's just, especially with the bloodstains on it. That was Vincent Coleman's daughter. Vincent Coleman, if you've seen the Heritage Minutes, he was the telegraph operator who basically sacrificed his own life to ensure that the trains didn't stopped. Before the Bedford Station, and his daughter had a sink fall on her after when the explosion occurred. So his family survived. He didn't. The little girl did survive, and she lives in the valley, and she generously donated her dress. So we have it on display here at our museum.
There's also displays on the Titanic, for example, and that was a big hit for many visitors a few years ago.
It was huge. When the movie came out in 1998, we opened up our exhibit at the same time that Cameron released his movie. It wasn't done on purpose, and we became the Titanic Museum. But, of course, in Halifax has a tie to the Titanic. The bodies were brought here, of course, because Halifax had the closest railway ties. As well, we have many, unfortunately, there are a couple of graveyard sites where many of the Titanic victims were buried. What's interesting about the Titanic as well is the connection to Halifax. If it wasn't for the Titanic and the classification of the victims when the Halifax explosion occurred, that we, because of the methods that were used for classifying and the Titanic victims were then used for the Halifax explosion victims, so we already had a methodology in place.
So it gives you a good overview, because, for example, this was also, you know, and it still is, a major shipping center, a major fishery center, major center for the Canadian Navy. So you have exhibits that chronicle Halifax's major importance with regards to those various elements of the sea.
Well, for Halifax, we are a naval port. I mean, we were founded as a naval port. And when you come to our museum, we have an incredible exhibit on our Navy, which really celebrates those men and women who serve for our country. So you learn a lot about how Halifax was founded, why she was founded, and the important part the Navy still plays today. Our museum also celebrates the boat building heritage as well. So if you come to our museum now, or even during the summer, you get to see the old tradition still kept alive. You might even have an opportunity to help build a boat as well.
A lot of hands-on exhibits. You have these people going around showing the skills that were needed, and you see the size of some of those boats that went out, for example, to hunt for whales, and you just wonder at the bravery of those people, or maybe the stupidity of those people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can
bravery.
Imagine going on this small boat and having a 60 to 90-foot whale appear beside your boat.
Well, yeah, then that would be more like bravado. But also, we're also overlooking one of Canada's national symbols, the schooner Bluenose.
Of course. The Bluenose 2, the first Bluenose, as we're all aware, sank. So we have the Bluenose 2, a replica, and she docks behind our museum at various dates throughout the summer. She is now, she is between here and Lunenburg, and of course as a sailing ambassador. You'll see her at various ports down throughout the summer in the States as well. But if you come to Halifax and you come to our museum, there's a booth out back, and if you'd like to go on a public cruise, you can pick up a ticket there and get a beautiful cruise of our Halifax Harbor.
And you can get your very own genuine Bluenose medallion minted by the Canadian Mint only for $14.95 plus shipping.
Yes, and you can email it from our website. We'll be glad to send you one for that low price. So, of course, you have other booths out there, and, of course, at this time of year, they're not open yet, and also we were talking about the HMCS Sagdal, the last remaining corvette that comes here to the harbor as well.
And she'll be coming up in June, so you can go aboard her as well and get a great tour of her working decks with some of the staff aboard there. She's run by the Canadian Naval Heritage Trust, and she really is a symbol of our great naval heritage as well. So,
well, we also got to mention that Stephen Pickford himself is directly related to part of our own Canadian naval heritage, as I believe it's your uncle, Steve, Rear Admiral Jack Pickford.
The youngest commanding officer of a major war vessel on the North Atlantic. Age 21, he took command of HMCS Rimouski, and he also played a part in some diffused lighting experiments they did in the Bay of Chaleur and some operations to try to capture a U-boat in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. So, much heritage there. And, of course, one of the other very interesting exhibits here, as we just have a minute or two before the break, the number of supplies that needed to go on board the ships and in a restored ship chandlery.
Which is right down, which is about 1800s. So you can go in and find out and actually see what was needed to go on board these ships. So you walk in on the creaky floors, you might even get to meet one of the owners as well and get to hear his stories from the late 1800s and early 20th century. And you might even, and if you're lucky or unlucky, I suppose, you get to see what type of food they needed on board.
Yes, the salted cod and the hardtack, and you might even come in contact with a ghost, too.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You never know what's roaming our galleries when you come inside.
I'm sorry, I thought you said goat, but...
where you get the Donner, yes.
One of the things that we're neglecting right now, of course, is Pier 21, and that's another major, major Halifax historical symbol, the Ellis Island of Canada.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to going there this afternoon and giving you a full report when we're on the air on April the 2nd.
April the 2nd, that particular show. We have about a minute and a half before the break. One of the interesting things about the Pier 21, myself being of Dutch heritage, my own parents came to Canada following World War II. They flew in, so they landed actually in Montreal. It was their first time here, but many, many Dutch people came in through Pier 21, among many other nationalities. But it's revered as much as is Ellis Island in New York City.
So that'll be something fun. So as we come up with maybe 1 minute, Christine, what would you summarize as the big thing at the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic here?
You have to come in to not only see our boat building, but also just our maritime heritage. Don't miss the Halifax Explosion. Don't miss our Titanic. And don't miss the CSS Acadia as well as the HMCS Sackville.
Titanic is actually one of the topics of particular interest to our own man in master control, Bob.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bob's a big, big fan of Titanic history and legend.
That's right.
You've got to come down here, Bob.
And you better come down here.
Yeah, Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, part of the Nova Scotia Museum down here on Halifax Harbor, gives you a great overview of the heritage of the proud people of Nova Scotia.
Well, Stephen, take some pictures of the area for us. We are coming up on the bottom of the hour. Steve will be leaving us. He'll be replaced by Mitch. And have yourself a terrific day and a relaxing weekend, Steve.
Oh, certainly having a great time in Halifax.
Stay tuned, everybody. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
De Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let De Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at De Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/decapua. That's D-E-C-A-P-U-A. Call Gary at De Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. De Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And I'm Willem Backus right here in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. And hopefully we have online Mitch Garvis.
From Montreal, Canada, I am Mitch Garvis.
Hey, Mitch, how you doing?
You know, I am envious. I am just bloody envious of you.
Well, yeah, I was offered another lift ticket to go to Deer Valley. So had you come down for brain chair, you could have gone skiing too.
Oh, well, thanks. Just rub in the fact that it's that I'm sitting up here in the flats, and you're up there in the cleanest city in the world, looking up at the most beautiful mountains in the entire continent. Thanks,
well,
yeah. A real pal.
This coming from the same guy who's gone here twice in the last year, so, yeah.
Yes, I know. Okay, so we're even.
But, yeah, like you say, I mean, when you, I find it kind of interesting, you know, I was coming from Montreal, the city with the mountain in the middle of town, and coming to Salt Lake City to the city in the middle of mountains, so. But, I mean, as you fly in, you see the Wasatch Mountains on both sides of the town. You fly over Great Salt Lake, plane pulls a nice little U-turn, and then lands at the Salt Lake City Airport, which is very easy to navigate. It's, you know, almost like the fingers on a hand with the different terminals that you have, and then you come right in. All the major airlines fly here, and you can get here quite easily.
I'm just thinking that it's lucky that the Sûreté de Québec do not monitor the skies above Salt Lake City, because otherwise the pilot would more likely than not get a ticket for the U-turn.
Yes, no U-turn. Well, there's no sign such as that, because it's pretty well the only way you can land in the area. It's a north-south runway, so the planes come into the airspace through a break in the mountains via the north.
Well, what I noticed the first time I flew into Salt Lake City, I had slept until about half an hour before landing, and then I opened my window. Just the
shade, not the window.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I looked out over the Rockies and the Wasatch Mountains, and I'm thinking to myself that this is really God's country, as John Smith seems to have agreed with. It was really the most beautiful landing I've ever had anywhere in North America.
Yeah, our pilot, it was had been some crosswinds and stuff, but I mean, he put the plane down safely and easily. It was quite nice. Landed. We took a 767 out of Cincinnati, and then landed nicely in Salt Lake. It was still very nice. It was scenic, and one thing you're going to notice about Salt Lake City is how friendly everybody is. I mean, they're literally, you'll be on the street and people will actually say hello to you and ask you how you're doing and stuff. And that's something that, you know, you come from the big city, you're just not used to. You're used to people more or less leaving you alone. I mean, it's not that everybody's going to come up and harass you or anything like that. It's not that at all. But they're the kind of people that you smile at them, they'll smile right back at you.
The first thing I noticed about Salt Lake City is, like I said, it is absolutely the cleanest metropolitan area I have ever visited.
That's very true. It is kept very nice and clean. There's an awful lot of parking garages out here, too. And you know, there's an awful lot of talk, particularly in areas like Montreal, about how those cities are quite hostile to motor vehicle traffic. And you get all the, you know, the granola bars out there going, you know, close the city down to cars, and what do we need cars for, blah, 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 blah. Well, Salt Lake City was designed from the ground up as a place for vehicles, not necessarily motor vehicles, obviously, but for transportation. I mean, the streets are about 8 lanes wide each, and that was done on purpose because it was supposed to be the right width so that a fully loaded wagon train could turn around in the street. And that shows now here on a city that is very easy to get around with a car. Now, they've built all kinds of parking garages, so parking is plenty and available, and it's not oppressive at all. The air is clean, it's sweet, it's fresh, and this is how a city ought to be run.
Well, not only run, but designed. Like you said, it was incredible that, and these horse-drawn carriages, as you say, did not turn on a dime. Not that there were dimes, but they did take their space, and the horses had to have their room, otherwise they would get spooked. And the fact that it was designed with the forethought to have that the roads that wide, I think was just a feather in the cap of the designers of Salt Lake City.
Well, it's not just that. It was. It also allowed for just before the Winter Olympics in 2002, they put in a light rail system. They called it the Utah Tracks, Utah Transit Authority, and there's two lines. It's kind of like a subway, but surface. Very nicely and very well designed, and you have trains that lead from the Delta Center, which is where the Utah Jazz basketball team plays, and you go from the Delta Center, which is smack downtown. It curves down Main Street, and then all the way down goes to Sandy, which is a town just south of Salt Lake City. And it also goes east towards the University of Utah. So you have both lines. They converge right near my hotel. I'm staying here at the Marriott Hotel up on State Street. So it's I like the name of the little square here. It's called Gallivan Plaza. I can't help but think of Danny Gallivan, the sports announcer, but that's not who it's named after.
Well, actually, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, Will, we keep talking about how beautiful Salt Lake City is, and it really is a glorious, gorgeous city. But I think that you should take the opportunity to just get out of the city for a little while and take a drive up into the mountains, because there you're going to find Deer Valley. You're going to find the Park City region with three of the top ski resorts in North America. And just the ride to get there through the scenic mountains, and you go from about, I think Salt Lake City is at about 4,500 feet above sea level. You rise to about 7,500 feet above sea level at the base camp of Park City. And the ride into those mountains is just something to tell your children about.
It's quite the view, I would imagine so. One of the things I liked about this particular trip, I go every year in March to Salt Lake City because there's a convention in town for the Novell Software Company. They manufacture networking software, and they have an annual convention they call BrainShare, and that's where I go because that's company that I do business with. At any rate, I usually go from Saturday to Saturday, so ordinarily I would be in studio today, and then I would be leaving right after the show, taking my flight out to Salt Lake City. But there was a training course held on Friday, which gave me an excuse to leave on Thursday instead. What that does is it leaves me with Saturday all to myself, sitting here in a great city, and I actually have a chance to do a little bit of sightseeing. And
you have to twist your arm to get you to go a couple of days early.
Oh, twist my rubber arm. That's just the way it was. I mean, the prospect of spending a few extra days in Salt Lake City was actually quite pleasant, as a matter of fact. The hotels around here, and regardless of the hotel you're staying at, the people overall they're very helpful and friendly, and you know, you even go to areas where tourists generally don't go, and the people are still very friendly and hospitable to you. That's the mark of a very nice town. I mean, there's an awful lot of places where you find that they'll be two-faced. People are going to be nice and friendly to you if they think you're a visitor, but the moment they think that you're a local, suddenly you're expected to pick up your socks and told what to do. Not so in Salt Lake City. You know, this is the kind of place that you're going to come, and people will, just the way they are, they're open, warm, and friendly. And that's really one of the nice, interesting things. And you have every service available to you here. I also particularly like the fact that the Union Pacific Tracks come right towards where the Delta Center is. So, I mean, if the whole Southwest kind of thing appeals to you like it does to me, and railroads itself, this is really an ideal town to visit.
Well, I can believe that. Like I said, I haven't spent a lot of time in Salt Lake City proper, but the time that I have spent has been glorious, just because the atmosphere is made by the people, and it's really second to none.
Now, when you arrived, tell me a little bit about the last visit that you came, because I know you went straight up to Park City, but did you have some time to actually sit around the downtown area of Salt Lake City, or did you drive through it?
We did drive through it because, you know, we had the fortune of being picked up by a driver from All Resorts Express.
Okay.
And when you think of a limousine ride, you think of being picked up at Kennedy in a stretch limo and being driven to the park to Park Avenue in downtown New York. But I was picked up by my own special limousine. Wayne from All Resorts Express picked me up in a brand new SUV.
Wow.
With a DVD player in the back and said to me, "Where would you like to go?"
Okay.
And he was very helpful, and he said, "You know, you don't know a lot about the city, so I'm going to take you through my hometown." And he drove us through the downtown core before getting onto the I-80 and heading up into the mountains.
Mitch, hold that thought. We're going to be taking a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus out in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah, on a gorgeous, sunny, sunny morning here in Salt Lake City, and Mitch Garvis in Montreal, who's been to Salt Lake City a couple times as well, and Park City. Mitch, before the break, last we left you, you were in the SUV with your driver, Wayne, who is showing you his town.
He was, and you know something, driving through the streets of Salt Lake City, it was like going, your commercial said you'll never be at a loss for words again. Well, driving through Salt Lake City, you will be at a loss for words because it is that beautiful. To see a major metropolitan area that well-organized, that clean, that beautiful, and that welcoming, you coming from the East Coast will not know what to say. It's just a glorious town to visit, and I'm sure a great place to live.
It's a town arranged in a grid pattern. It was very well designed that way, so it's very difficult to get lost around here. the street names are fairly straightforward. They go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but instead of 1, they go like 200, 300, 400, 500. So you have a fairly close idea where everything is. And at the center of the town is the Mormon Temple. So you have the streets, the North Temple, South Temple, East Temple, West Temple. And from there, the streets, they radiate out. Most blocks are a quarter of a mile. It's a long city block, and it's a hell of a walk. But one way or the other, it's easy to get around and easy to find your way around. You have every major hotel chain here. The tallest buildings in town, among others, one of them is the Wells Fargo building. It's a really nice architectural building. And at night, some of the hotels and some of the buildings around here, they light up with neon. Now, not Las Vegas tacky neon. We're talking about very nice and tasteful. There's the purple and gold of the Wells Fargo building, with the green tinted windows and so on. You've got the Shiloh Inn right across from the Salt Palace Convention Center, and that's got a lot of red neon trim. So that was one of the more interesting features that you're going to see. You're right here on Interstate 15, which is a north-south interstate at the intersection of Interstate 80, the main east-west thoroughfare across the United States, as a matter of fact. Now, that particular intersection, sort of, if you picture the northwest quadrant, is where the airport is, and just in the northeastern quadrant is where the downtown core of Salt Lake City itself is. Certainly many, many things to see here. If you're even the least little bit into genealogy and family research, one of the treasure troves right here is the Mormon Library of Genealogy right around here.
Well, the Mormons are known for their ability, second to none, of keeping track of records going back hundreds of years.
Yeah, family, of course, one of the most important things around here. They call it the LDS Church for Latter-day Saints. And one of the other things which is pleasant, and it's a subject of myth, but one of the things I noticed, they're not in your face about it. People are just plain friendly. And this is just the way it is. One of the things that's always appealed to me about the city, every time I come here, people are universally friendly, warm, and welcoming. So there's no way you can fault them. I mean, there's a lot of places that you're going to go in internationally where people tend to be standoffish. They tend to be a little bit, uncaring. They don't really want to talk to you. Flag down a stranger is like, what do you want? But not around here. If you want help, people will be more than happy to provide it. And it's so entertaining walking down the different streets. You've got a multitude of various bars, restaurants. Don't expect it to be Sin City, because this it is not. But is it entertaining? Is it livable? Is it fun? Absolutely. Absolutely. Without any doubt, it's one of the cities that you can seriously consider moving to a place like this just because it is so nice and clean and friendly.
And you're only 45 minutes away from the real Sin City, which has been Park City's name for about 150 years since the old mining community was vibrant. And along the railroad tracks, there would be the usual bills of fare that you might expect in an old mining town. With the advent of the railroad, there were the speakeasies and the houses of ill repute. So the residents of Salt Lake City, taking the train through there, dubbed Park City, Utah, as Sin City, USA.
Really? That's interesting, considering that we're just up the interstate from what is known internationally as Sin City, Las Vegas, is about a four-hour drive south of Salt Lake City.
Willem, you'll remember that in February, I was on the air talking about Park City.
Right.
Telling you that the skiing was so warm that on the 5th of February, I was skiing without a shirt. And
yeah.
There are pictures on the website of that, although there's warnings and danger. But
yeah.
The spring skiing in Utah starts earlier than in most places.
It right.
was 45 degrees there at Mid-Mountain and glorious. So I want to know how much nicer it must be now, a month and a half later, to be spring skiing in Utah.
Oh, it's got to be something. I haven't been to the mountain. I know many people are dearly looking forward to going there, but I know that in downtown Salt Lake, it's already a beautiful, balmy 53 degrees. I say balmy because I'm from Montreal, and we're maybe 33, 34 degrees today. Celsius, that's what, but plus 4 is the high expected in Montreal today?
I think it's plus 4, that's right.
Yeah, so still, that's pretty nice for Montreal, and most people, you're going to see an awful lot of people in Montreal at the least little excuse, they're going to be going outside and enjoying the sunlight when it's sun shining. Here in Salt Lake City, of course, all the streets, there's no snow anywhere, and people walk around. I mean, if you're going to wear a jacket, you can wear a jacket, and you can literally walk around without one. It's you see lots of people like that out here, and it's not crazy at all. It's genuinely a nice, peaceful-looking downtown area right now. I mean, my own hotel room is facing westward. I'm a block east of the Salt Palace Convention Center. The hotel I'm going to go to on Sunday is actually directly across the street from it. So I won't have to schlep all my gear because there's a lot of things you bring to and from this convention too far. Still, one way or the other, you're going to have a good time when you get into the Salt Lake City area. There's tons of shopping. There's the Gateway Center. You have international entertainment, which comes to the Delta Center. All the major rock and roll bands come out here, so it is definitely a town to visit whenever you get a chance. Right here in the Gallivan Plaza is a nice little family skating rink. So during the wintertime, public skating goes on right here.
Willem, if you do have a time, head up to Deer Valley because every day, weather permitting, you can watch the giant slalom format racing. You can see the medalist challenge and actually race against the three-time Olympic and former U.S. ski team veteran Heidi Volker, and try the TNT park for the tricks and turns at Deer Valley.
One of the most entertaining things you can possibly think of. You can, this is probably a great time of year to come to Salt Lake City, one way or the other, because you've got great skiing and then a great city. Kind of like the thing you see in Vancouver when it comes to Vancouver and Whistler Mountain, but here it's much closer by. How far a drive east of Salt Lake City is Park City, Mitch?
Weather permitting, it's between 30 and 40 minutes, and straight uphill and gorgeous scenery.
Wow. So maybe that's going to be something I'm going to be doing this afternoon. Mitch, you've certainly given me a taste for the Park City area. I'm looking forward to spending my day here in Salt Lake City before the start of the Novell Brain Chair Convention. Next week, we're going to be running a repeat on the Travel World Radio Show, and we're going to be back with an all-new show April the 9th. So for all of us here at the Travel World Radio Show, I'm Willem Backus.
With Park City on my mind, I'm Mitch Garvis.
I'm Mark Cassini.
In Master Control. Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.